and for Gordo this morning. You've compiled some highlights or lowlights from past outings?
Let's call them highlights.
Yeah, they're high.
To honor the courage of you all for giving this to the P1. We all love White Elephant. We all love Summer Bash, Ticket Stock. This, to me, is the most appointment listening that you guys have ever done. I can remember staying up through the night and feeling like you feel like you're a part of something because you know that there are several other people that are doing the exact same thing everywhere. 1:30 in the morning, and you're just, it's awesome. And this is not in any sort of sequential order here. We're going to go from, soberest to drunkest, and the soberest here is probably still way over the legal limit. We got to start with Mike's power hour. As Mike was hung by the kangaroo court for sneaking into a trailer house, like a bunkhouse, rather than sleeping in his tent, correct?
Right. Yeah.
And the punishment was a power hour, a shot of beer per minute for 1 hour. Comes out to 5 beers, but if you have never tried this, it's horrible. You will be, I'd say it's about the same as drinking 10 beers over a 4-hour period.
Yeah.
On your mind, and it's probably worse on your stomach. I don't know that I've ever done this without having to expunge.
Yeah. And Mike did throw up.
He did. And we have a little bit of that audio here. So we're going to start with Mike finishing the power hour a few years ago.
He's gonna be okay.
Mike is walking over behind the tree.
He's fine.
Now, Gordon.
Let's start talking.
What do Mike Reiner?
Get the hell out of here!
Come on, Ryan. One more and we're done.
You can do it.
Come on, Shoopy.
He's one shot away from inviting Greg back on the show.
Ryan.
So,
Ryan.
One more shot.
Greg, I'm sorry. One more shot.
Here it is.
Will he drunk down Greg tonight?
Yeah!
So he pulls it off, and then a couple of hours after that, as things have calmed down a little bit, he is still clearly feeling it, and George starts the roundtable question of, about how much longer do you see yourself doing this job?
And I was asking everybody.
You know,
how long are we going to be here? How long are we going
to
do all this?
And I think Donovan said 20 to 25 years, lofty. And then you got to Mike. We will pick it up with Mike's answer.
What about you, Ryan?
That's very comforting. Me?
Yeah.
February.
No, come on. Are you like Norm?
No, that's your last breath. That's it. That's going to be it.
February.
Yes.
So we have...
So you're announcing that right here.
At
the camp out fire.
I'm not really announcing it.
You're predicting it.
Let's just say that I would imagine... that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
Next February.
Yeah.
You will no longer...
Yeah.
You no longer work in this market or no longer work...
You didn't even flinch.
Probably no longer work at all.
Really?
You've got balls saying that, Mike.
That prediction did not come to fruition.
Boy, that was so funny, too. I remember thinking at the time, what did he just say? He said,
let's just say... Those are the terms
that I would imagine. I would imagine that those are the terms that is being thought of in by just about everybody.
Just about everybody. And that was 8 years ago. So somehow he's made it through.
So it was thought of in those terms by not quite just about everybody, by no one,
including Mike.
Right. So next up on our docket here, we have this involves Corby, but it is not peak campout Corby. This is the drunkest I've ever heard Donovan in my life. It's not the drunkest I've ever heard Dan Paul Bayless, but he joins us on the phone at 2 a.m. after the bars close. I think he said earlier in this audio that he's leaving Barley House. He's in the parking lot. He calls the campout, gets put on the phone by the overnight board op, RIP Donnie. And we pick it up here with Danny talking to Donovan and Corby at the very end of that night's Deep Night broadcast.
Do you have internet access?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, go to X Videos and look up...
No.
Big Blacks, Big Racks.
Okay. Right. There's the soul plate. I've never actually seen it.
That's the jams.
That's the soul plate.
Donovan, I'm not even kidding you. It's a bunch of crazy, like, ex-NBA players some big old-breasted bitches.
All right, you go to bed. Just go to bed, all right?
I want to go to bed. I want to live forever.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless
no!
you.
No!
Shut up.
Please
hang up
on
him.
The line forever.
Hang, Donnie, hang up on him.
Donnie. No, time out. Time
I don't
out.
Want to, guys.
Shut up, Donnie. Go. You don't Go. Do a damn thing.
Go.
I want to do the rest of the show tonight by myself on the phone for 2 hours.
All right.
Hey, okay. Well, you know what?
Donnie, it's your job.
We are signing out right now at the ticket compound. It is 201.
I'll be here for the next 2 hours.
We really appreciate all the ladies that called in. Power hour is gone. We are going to bed.
Listen
we will
to
talk
him.
To you tomorrow, 5:30. Musers, camp out. Wolford Reserve in the house. We'll holla.
Amazing.
God, he's so drunk.
Woofa. All of those guys were so drunk.
Called it the compound.
201. He still gives you the time check like a pro.
We'll holla.
Oh, man.
Okay, now we get into the good stuff here. Now we get into the night that Corby, I think, housed an entire fifth of Woodford himself, snuck off to the tent with Dan, and I contend that there's never been anyone this jacked up on substance on the air in the history of radio. It's just not possible.
No.
This is after the Spurs, I think, had eliminated the Mavericks.
Yeah, that's why he was really depressed, yeah.
And we get a Spurs fan calling in, or the wife of a ticket employee Spurs fan.
Well, now,
Gary, huh? San Francisco.
Girl,
imagine this.
I'm gonna call
going
to call
on tonight. We are border to border, coast to coast.
I am drowning my sorrows.
Why? Oh, the Mavs.
Mavericks.
In what? What are you
depressing.
Doing?
Or are you
so
still, you're still upset about the...
I'm married to a Spurs fan.
Oh, God.
You know what you are? You
there
know what you are?
There's nothing more annoying in the world.
Yeah, by letter of the law, that makes you a whore.
God!
Yes! Yes!
By letter of the law.
You know what?
Barely get it out.
All right, let's go with the Q word one here, Jared, and we'll do the reputation last. So,
so why are you calling in? What's going on?
Well, my husband's a big Mavericks fan, and I'm pulled away.
Is he from here? Are you
God.
From?
God,
are you? You know what's funny is you farting and.
Whoa! She doesn't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Claiming
let
like
the game come to you.
Claiming the queef title of the world.
We cannot run
that?
A. We cannot run a play to you right
How's
now.
Of that queefy.
Wow. Would you like I'm going to play to you right now.
Would you like for me to play some Pink Floyd for you?
Just
a queen.
Guy's so smashed.
Title of the world. That round robin, or how do they?
Do you have the full whiskey thing? Do we have that?
I'm not sure. I know this last one here is my favorite one, though. I don't think it'll disappoint. This is when a ticket employee's, I think, wife called in. The reputation...
I don't remember.
Okay,
I've slept since then.
All right.
How old are you, Tiffany?
I'm well.
Tittany.
You're well what? How old?
34, and he fought smiling teeth.
Oh, God, you brought up a Spurs fan. Ow, Donnie,
die,
I swear
die,
to God.
Die,
get rid of her.
Die.
Get rid of her. She brought up
all right.
Smiling Pete, the biggest ass whip of a Spurs fan out there. Do not bring up the
you
Spurs.
You don't even have to say as
Do not
Spurs
bring
fan.
Up Smiling Pete.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an instant cutoff.
He has a reputation of Hitler on here.
What?
Oh, no. Am I wrong?
Donnie, go ahead.
Where else are we going?
Okay, all right. Like, seriously. No, hang on, Donnie. Hang on, Donnie. If you had to... Be honest. If you had to choose...
I'd take Hitler over
you ever
Smiling
think,
Pete.
Maybe let's not
hang
talk.
On.
No, hang on. I know the answer to this. I know the answer to this.
What is it?
If you had to have a conversation with one person, would you choose Hitler?
Hitler?
Yes, I would too. I would choose.
Smiling Pete's got so much nothing. Are you kidding me? All right, where are we going next?
Oh, man. George sounds like he's got some fire water in his belly.
We're all getting crunk that night.
And I love Dan's comment to Corby. Do you ever think that maybe you just shouldn't talk?
Dan,
right?
Oh,
oh, that's great.
Give me some of that.
Okay, we'll try. Starts tomorrow night. 8:48.